Or Lebeis Sivan Yom HaMayuchas. And we're in Sha'ar Cheshbon HaNefesh, the Sha'ar, which means think about things, don't walk around in a fog, in a daze, as an automaton, robotic, unthinking, going through motions. I got things for you to think about. Chavis gives us a list in Perek Shalishi of Sha'ar Cheshbon HaNefesh of 30 things that you may want to think about. And at the end of them, we're not near the end of them, we're up to number 11, rather. We're one third of the way through, thank you. He says, these are just examples. I got a lot more things for you to think about, but that's not what the Sefer is about. So I'll give you 30 examples, and you'll have 30 examples of what to think about. The most powerful we had a very powerful one in number 10, and now we're up to number 11. We're in the middle of number 11, towards the end of number 11, on page Resh Nun. And number 11 is funny a little because it has the almost classic meaning of Cheshbon HaNefesh, which is not what the Chovas HaLovas means when he wrote the Sha'ar called Sha'ar Cheshbon HaNefesh, which just means to think about things. But in number 11, it's to make a Cheshbon and to think about your life and, like, you know, what are your goals and where you're headed? You got to think. Are you squandering your life? What are you doing? Are you moving towards your goal or are you moving away from your goal? Are you doing Ratzon Hashem or are you doing your own Ratzon? And of course, by the standards of the Chovas HaLovas, which are very, at times, seem extreme, although they're true, but they seem impossible. And I always tell the classes that I teach Chovas HaLovas to that, first of all, it's a lifelong endeavor to try to reach that madrega. And second of all, even if you do it, you start off doing it like once a day for a minute, that's already a fantastic achievement. So that's wonderful. What I'm referring to here is that it's not just a question of mitzvahs and averus, but he has very demanding standards in Sha'ar Yichud HaMaisa, right? If you say, oh, I spent the whole day, the whole Shavuos night, I spent learning. Wonderful. He says, yeah, but did you do it to serve Hashem? Or did you do it because you were ashamed not to show up? Or did you do it because you wanted to make a siyum or give a speech or you wanted whatever? Now, that's shalom lishma, and the Gemara says, we really have no problem, so to speak, if you do things shalom lishma, and we talk shalom lishma, bal lishma, but it's not an ideal, not an ideal. And you want to think about that, just so you should know where you're holding. I'm just saying that that's also included in the second line of number 11, which is Ha'imhu Hotziyam B'mishmas Hashem, or B'mishmas Yitzro, that he spend his life, his time, right? The most precious commodity in the world is time. Time is, right? You see, now I'm old already. Like, I see I reached a certain point in life where I consider myself old. You know, I used to think of myself as young, now I see I'm old. So, maybe I'm not mature yet, but I'm old. I'm still old. So you see a youngster, and, you know, people worry about money, but you see someone young and you say you're very wealthy, you're very rich, you have so much time ahead of you. I'll be pashtus. You have so much time ahead of you, so you're rich. Every day that goes by, you get poorer. You have less time in your bank account. So, how did you spend your time? And then he gives this wonderful marshal that maybe an accountant would want to use. An accountant would appreciate the marshal. He says, the king gives you money, and he says, oh, this is what I want you to do with the money. I want you to spend it on, shiputzim, on the palace. And I'm telling you, I'm gonna come and knock on the door at the end of the year, and you better have receipts and invoices and show me what you spent the money on and how much money you have left and how much money you spent. So he says, you better sit down like every week, because when the king knocks on the door and you start looking for your receipts, you get a letter from the IRS and you have to start looking for your receipts and for your W-2 forms and your stubs. And all of a sudden, your receipts from Stucker, and you have to start looking for it, and it doesn't stim. you're like a couple of thousand dollars off here, a couple of thousand shekel off here, and like it doesn't stem, now you're in trouble. But if you sit down, let's say every Motzei Shabbos, or maybe every Rosh Chodesh, and you make and you balance your checkbook, right? So that's a very smart thing to do. You know the Melech's going to come at the end of the year, so you might as well balance the check. Not might as well. So if you're smart, you'll balance the checkbook at the end of the week, at the end of the month. You'll sit down, you'll balance the checkbook. So, to make a cheshbon, how much did you spend, and where are the receipts, and does it stem, does it fit, and why is there so little money in the account if you don't can't show how you spent it, and so on and so on and so forth. So the same with life and time. Hashem gave you a block of time, and if you don't make a cheshbon, so it's going to come the Yom Adin when the Melech knocks on the door, and you're going to go, uh-oh. So sit down every week. V'al pi moshel zeh, we'll start from the middle of the paragraph approximately. V'al pi moshel zeh, ochi roi l'cho l'vaker es nafshecha, check out. Imefshe l'cho b'chol yomi yomecha, I recommend doing it every day, says the Chavis HaLovis. Written hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years before the Sefer called Cheshbon HaNefesh. Right? He says, I recommend doing this every day. What did I do today? Okay, maybe people do it. I shouldn't talk. Maybe I shouldn't expose myself that I don't do it. But he recommends doing it and saying, what did I do it today? And if it happened, that you ruined it, the biggest thing the Yetzirah does is says, what the heck? You were no good till now. Okay, you might as well, you know, more of the same. What's the use? It's change. If the past is full of red ink, so start saying, okay, starting tomorrow, I'm going to get up, I'm going to say Moda'ani with Kavana. I'm going to thank Hashem for giving back my neshama. Ah, gewaldig. Don't continue, don't chase. His almas. Don't do, you were negligent till now. Okay, so I'll be negligent more. Valtosud haznochal haznocha. And don't add carelessness to carelessness. Ki ein helem b'fnei Hashem. Hashem is not careless. Hashem is not negligent. V'lo haznocha, v'lo shikcha. So what? V'kvar amru, and they said, and this is famous words of the Chavis HaLovos. Ki ayom in Megillos, the days of your life are a Megillah, are a blank sheet of paper, and your actions are writing. Hanichu b'hem, put into the paper, you're writing. Every day you wake up, you're writing the story of your life. And this is what they make believe, this is what they're going to read by the Hespid. So what do you want them to say? I got up, and I checked the sports pages to see what the Yankees did, and I checked what the Mets did, and I checked the stock market, and then I looked at the clock and I saw I was late for shul, so I ran to shul and I skipped here from Sukkot to Zimra. Anichubem, you're writing every day, the famous Ayom in Megillo saying, the days of a person's life is parchment, is a book, a blank pages, and write in the book what you want people to read about you. It's said in different ways by Balei Musa. Like, what do you want your obituary to say? And that's how you should live your life. Imagine what you want your obituary to say. And we talked about, we made fun. Oh, I don't want to make fun. I want to say it again. It's very powerful. I'm saying it because it's powerful. I know I'm going to laugh, but I really don't mean to make fun of them. It's a real rachmanis. I've been by many levayas of not frum people, and they don't know what to say, and they say the silliest things. A frum person that goes to a not frum levaya, like, it's a reason to cry, even if you didn't know the guy that was nifta. You cry because they fumble, they don't know what to say. They say the stupidest things, I have to tell you. Like my son, oh, he loved pizza so much. He loved his grandchildren. He was such a good worker. Okay, that's already something, taka, of good character. But they don't know what to say, Nebuch. What are they going to say? They're not from, they can't say he he learned, he was Makabal as Yisurim, he believed in Hashem, he had a strong emunah. They have nothing to say. It's a Rechmanis. Anyway, that's what the says. Learn it by heart. It's Kedai, it's a very famous thing. Kalayam and Megillos. You know what? We should look at the Chavis Halavas from Ibn Tima. Maybe Kapach is not so famous. You don't want to sound foolish. Someone will correct you. We need the Ibn Timon here. No, I don't have that. I don't have that page. Kalayom Megillos. Kalayom Megillos. Kalayom Megillos. Hanichu b'hem. Write in it. Mashal Temrotim. L'chein Bakar. Zugul Osecha Ochi. Check out. It means the days of your life. Tal Taznichen. Don't be careless. Don't be unthinking. Without a cheshbon, not checking the, you go spend money. It's like, I mean, there are people that live that way. They just keep spending money and they're putting in money and they never balance the checkbook. They don't know if they're holding by a deficit, if they're holding by a plus. They don't know. But the kabehema, very harsh word. Chavis Lovitz has nothing but harsh words for people who don't make a cheshbon, who don't think. The Moshamar Achosav Alav Shalom, out to you, Kasus Keferet Ein Hovin. Don't be like an animal that doesn't think. The Torah describes in Hosea someone who continues his negligence from what he is doing. And he doesn't know. Okay, that's number 11 of the 30.